I was going through some of my old files the other day, and I came across one pompously marked Professional Correspondence. In fact, it was a collection of 30-year-old rejection letters for my first literary projects, mainly, in those days, radio or TV scripts submitted to producers on spec. There were no acceptance letters, but then people don't usually send those. They ring you up if the news is good. The hallmark of a rejection letter is that it begins with some words of feeble praise. There are some laugh-out-loud moments here. An intriguing storyline. A real sense of atmosphere in your writing. The file was about an inch thick. Then there was another file, early agent stuff. This also contained rejection letters, these forwarded from my first agent. But this file was only about half an inch thick, because that agent did eventually get me a book deal, and the deals have kept coming ever since, even if my average advance has fallen. I continue to get rejections, though, nowadays, by email. These are usually for speculative side projects, so can be written off pretty easily. I sense, though, that I remain a rejectable person, in spite of my track record. I once worked on a magazine that had commissioned an article from a famous writer. The piece was found to be unexpectedly terrible, completely beyond repair. An agonized meeting was then held to decide on a suitably diplomatic form of words for the rejection. I don't think any such consultation would occur in my case. And my rejection emails tend to come at about 6 p.m. on a Friday, as a kind of afterthought, or part of a tidying up loose ends exercise. I do occasionally have more momentous rejections. A novel that had appeared to be optioned for good money was then unoptioned. Another optioned book was pitched to a broadcaster with every prospect, it seemed, of success, but it was turned down. These rejections made me miserable and quite inert for about a week. In the immediate aftermath of the second one, an irritating acquaintance got in touch with one of his characteristic peremptory, "I'm in town tonight, so let's meet," emails. My reply, typed in 3 seething seconds, ensured that it was a couple of years before I heard from him again. I do eventually bounce back, but I am very conscious of being rejected by people who are, relative to me, younger and younger. And it might be that they are rejecting me largely because I am in my mid-50s. I think the rejections must be getting to me, because I have a regular dream in which I have the definitive, life-changing acceptance. The one email that makes me famous and rich and reconfigures all the rejections, which suddenly all make sense, as a paper trail leading to success.